We've got DJ Kanyani back on the line. Good afternoon, Ntateli. Are you hearing us better this time?
Yes.
You are. Ah, yes, it's much clearer now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a request from the people of Mpumalanga. We have a feature on Fridays, which is part of the reason why we have you on the show, asking, we have not heard from DJ Kanyani in quite some time. We want to find out where he is and what he's been up to. So just an update for especially your fans. I see on Spotify, you've got over 300,000 people listening to your music. I'm going to ask you what that means for you as a DJ. But where have you been and what have you been up to?
You know, that question, you know, hurts my feelings, you know, because I haven't disappeared. I've been in the picture, I've been around, yeah. And funny enough, I was in Dove Sprite, I think about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I had about 2 shows. I released a single last year, uh-huh, around November, Uthando Lwami featuring Zikhona G.
Yes.
Yes, but the problem is we never released it on DSPs because of we have some, you know, some legal battles with this other record label. Up until that has been resolved now, that is when you can hear, you know, music from DJ Kanyani. But the studio works haven't stopped. We've been working on some stuff. Not as effective as one would have loved it, you know. Mm. But yeah, DJ Kanyani is still around, you know, and I promise my fans, my supporters, you know, the people that have always been there for DJ Kanyani,
yeah,
that there is something that we are working on. But it's going to take a bit of time before we get it out there. Up until this legal matter has been resolved, you know, that is when they can hear from us.
You wanna dig deeper into the legal matter for those who don't know what legal matter you are referring to?
I can't for now because of my legal team and, you know, and their legal team are busy resolving the matter, but it's something that has got to do with, you know, contractual disputes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes.
How long had it been since you released your last project to now releasing Uthando Lwami? What is the gap?
I don't know how to put it, but it is part of the reason why I'm having this legal dispute with this, you know, record label, because we've been giving them good music, very good music, and they haven't been able to do justice to the songs. You know, they've been able to market the music, which is where the fight started, because I was not happy in the manner in which they were marketing my content, you know. So I felt that we should put, you know, the agreement on ice because of they were not able to deliver to mm-hmm. their promises, you
okay.
know. When I signed the contract with them, they told me how good they were, you know, in terms of marketing and so forth, marketing and distribution,
yeah.
And they haven't been able to deliver.
I'm wondering, there's Kanyani in Entertainment, and then you're signing to another record label. Do you not think it would have been a better option for you to sell your own product, or do you reckon it's better for you to hand it over to another company to do that?
Look, I signed an agreement with this company in, I think it was in 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
There were some things that I felt at that moment Kanyani Entertainment was not ready to do.
Okay.
Because I remember, before I signed with this other company, I was with a major label, which was Universal. So I signed with a smaller record label because I wanted some things that wanted to be an Kanyani Entertainment, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel that Kanyani Entertainment is ready now to do their marketing and distribution. At that time, I felt that we were not ready to do it,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have like a proper, infrastructure at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got a fully developed infrastructure, you know. Mm-hmm. So the challenge is now we need to get out of that agreement.
I hear you. It makes perfect sense, at least for me. I hope for the listener as well. Over 20 years in the industry, and now there's these battles that you're working on currently, but then there's a song released, and you know, one could easily just say, this thing is giving me too much drama. This is not what I got into this industry for. How has the space changed? Are you able to say, okay, I think house music or my genre has grown ever since I entered this space, or do you reckon as if I house ukarabayfitanyanakanyan?
That's a good question. I think we can both agree that I think the past 3 to 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, with the introduction of Amapiano, you know, we got like a fierce competition from them.
Mm.
And then they took over, and especially around Nako earlier, COVID, or understand.
Yeah.
House music, you know, at that time, you know, started to, you know, struggle a bit. Do you understand?
Mm.
But I think now, the past a year or two, house music has been coming back stronger. I think that is what led to, you know, the resurgence of the turntables, you know. And I think maybe you've noticed that most DJs now are back on playing on vinyls, you know.
Yeah.
They are back on turntables, do you understand?
Yeah.
So which is a sign that house music is coming back strongly.
Yeah.
And we hope that it's going to be maintained at that level up until, you know, we're able to compete again. And I think we can agree that house music at some stage was the stronghold in South Africa. That is why we saw a lot of producers, you know, international producers, you know, visiting South Africa. And some of them are even staying here in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the industry has changed. Things are not the same as before. But, yeah, I will repeat this again. House music is coming back strongly.
Coming back strong. DJ Kanyani joining us on Rise FM Lunch. I have your song on standby, and we're like just over a minute to the news. I have to let the song take over from our conversation, but hopefully in the near future, you and I will be able to have this conversation again and continue with the rest of the questions we had for you. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here's the song, man. We have to squeeze it in before the news. DJ Kanyani joining us on Rise FM Lunch. We will reconnect with him, touch base again very soon. It's very necessary to finish off our conversation. Enjoy Rise FM Drive coming up.